Welcome to the Try Self-Love podcast. I'm your host, Becky Barber, and I'm a master life and relationship coach.
I'm your host, Kristen Dicker, and I'm a transformational health and wellness life coach.
If you're curious about what self-love is, you've come to the right place.
Each week, we'll dive deeper into the steps it takes to develop self-love. Here we go.
We want to welcome our audience to episode 8, and today we are talking about boundaries. That's exciting, juicy stuff. Yeah, I'm just going to start explaining how I explain to my clients. Boundaries are kind of a foreign concept to some people. So I like people to imagine their house and their front yard, and there's a little picket fence around their yard. That is what they need to take care of. They don't need to worry about their neighbor's yard. They don't need to worry about what's going on in the street. They just need to take care of their fenced-in yard. So it's similar to our lives. We don't need to worry about other people's feelings, their children, their life schedule, their hopes and dreams. We just got to stick with ours. This doesn't mean we don't love other people. We don't support them. Does not mean we just go out and say whatever we think and hurt people's feelings all the time. But we are not responsible for other people. And I think those lines get blurred a little bit, especially as women.
Yes, I agree with that for sure. We take on a lot of responsibility as women. I mean, we're taught when we're little that we have to take care of people's feelings. You know, or at least we think we do. We're seeing our mother do it. We have it modeled. Then when we have our own children, naturally we feel like you have to take care of everyone. And it just sort of extends to other family members, friends, your spouse, you know, the mailman, the grocer, I don't know, everyone. And it's very exhausting, for one thing. It's just exhausting taking care of everyone else when you really should make yourself the priority in your life. And that is easier said than done. So that's why we have things called boundaries, because boundaries are a little roadmap to help us figure out who we are, what our values are. And that helps us make a decision about what we should do next. And so that's why boundaries are really great, because they don't they're not a wall. They don't close me off from you. They just make it so we have some mutual respect between us.
Yeah, I really love that. People sometimes see boundaries as barriers, but really it's just a way that we let people in safely. Like, we open up the gate and people can come onto our property and we show them how we want to be treated. Now, I will say, for some people, especially if you weren't really allowed to have boundaries as a child, then starting now to set up boundaries feels really mean or selfish. It definitely feels foreign. And when you encounter other people who have great boundaries, it can feel as if it's an attack almost, when really they're just taking care of themselves, and that's something you're not used to. So we're so excited to get into boundary talk today. We're calling this episode Beginner Boundaries because we're just going to keep it manageable. We're going to give some tips that you can try today that'll help you get on your way to establishing boundaries. And I will say, boundaries, good boundaries, help stave off like further resentments. Because if you're walking around and you're not saying no, and you're just giving, 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 and people are taking, 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 because that's how you're allowing them to treat you, you will have those resentments.
Yes, for sure. That resentment is a huge one, because we keep stuffing all of our feelings under the rug and we don't say what we mean. Or if we say what we mean, sometimes we're not consistent, because that guilt comes in and we feel like, oh, I'm so mean. I shouldn't say no. I've always said yes. I've always pleased everyone. And now all of a sudden I'm mean and I'm the no girl. And I used to be the yes girl. And so now I'm this mean person, and now they can't relate. Well, the truth is, if the people in your life can't stand you saying no and respect that you need to say no sometimes, they might not be your people. That's the truth. I mean, if they were only okay with you because you said yes all the time and did whatever they want, were they really loving you for who you are? Because you're allowed to say no. You're allowed to have space and to do what you want to do. That doesn't mean you're allowed to hurt anybody. It just means you're allowed to say, no, I'm not comfortable with this activity or this belief or whatever. And it should be okay with people who actually really like, love, and respect you.
I love that point. I love what you said earlier about how it's what we value. And sometimes we don't really know what we value. And then as we're growing and learning and life throws obstacles and we're like discovering parts about ourselves, it's okay to change what you value and to add boundaries, but it is going to be tricky with people who don't like it because it's benefiting them when you don't have boundaries. But boundaries are not about controlling other people. It's not about managing other people's behavior. It's not about pushing other people away. You don't have to be angry about your boundaries. It's just a way for you to take care of yourself and show other people how to be safe with you.
Right, right. It's like your yard analogy. It's it's a little fence you can let them in or out, but they know where the line is, you know, like you can't cross this. Like when you have your own values, you expect honesty, you expect trustworthiness, you expect somebody to be respectful and compassionate. And you can go down a long list of things you want in the characteristics of your friends or spouse or, you know, family members. And if they can't respect those values, then you get to decide how much am I going to allow this person into my life anymore? How am I going to change this relationship? Am I going to say something? Am I going to sort of walk away or back up emotionally? You get to have a choice when you know what your values are and you know what you expect from other people. It's a decision. It becomes a decision. Well, I'm going to decide that I don't really want this person in my life because they keep lying to me. Or they keep stealing my money. I want someone who really, really like appreciates and respects the fact that I don't like to be abused or I don't like to be taken advantage of. And so I'm now going to decide what's good for me. So now I'm choosing me. I'm no longer abandoning myself for you because you're hurting me. So now I'm going to choose me. And so it becomes like an easy decision. Once you know who you are inside, your values, and it becomes an easy decision when you know your worth. When you know what you're worth and you know what your truth is, well, I'm worth love. I'm worth honesty. I'm worth, you know, compassion. Because guess what? I give those things. I'm worth that. I'm worth having those things. If you can't give that to me, again, it's kind of like a decision I'm going to make. Maybe I don't need you in my life then. That's not an easy decision. I'm not going to say that. It's a very hard one. That's the reason why a lot of us don't do the boundary thing, because we don't want to lose the people. But there are people in this world who probably will treat you like you're respectable. Just got to find them. So.
Yes, yes. No, I agree with that. And it is cyclical, right? Like the more you try, we're in this practice zone. We're practicing self-love, that it means boundaries. So when we practice these boundaries, it will get easier, but it can be really difficult at first, for sure. And there's a point I want to make, like some boundaries you speak and some you just do. Like if someone's yelling at you, I've talked with a client about this, whether it's on the phone, in person, whatever, it's like, I'm not going to let you speak to me like that. If you're going to continue to yell at me, I'm going to hang up, or I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to ask you to leave, or I'm going to leave. Like you're just letting people know what you're going to do if they continue doing something you don't like. And this definitely takes practice. This is kind of hard work at the beginning. And then as you start getting the ball rolling, it gets a little easier.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's really important. A couple ways you can practice when you need to be assertive with people is you can use I statements. So you're basically making it about you and how you feel, not blaming the other person for what they're doing. You're not out to change the other person. And you don't want to get mad at them for not changing. I mean, it does cause resentment and anger, of course, when someone's, you know, hurting you. But if that's the person they are, chances are good they're probably not going to change that instant. They're going to have to go through some deeper work to heal. And using I statements like, when you talk to me this way, I feel upset, or I don't like it when, you know, you just use statements where you're making it like how you feel. I feel hurt when you hit me. I feel angry when you yell at me, you know, something like that. I mean, you're still telling the person what they're doing, but the way you're feeling is your responsibility. And that's what you're getting up there. You can also become a broken record. And that's a good tactic when somebody is not wanting to listen to you. You can just continue repeating one statement over and over and over again without engaging in more conversation to make it, you know, a back and forth. Just as I said, if you continue talking to me this way, I will not be part of this conversation. As I said, if you continue talking to me this way, I will not be a part of this conversation. And you just keep repeating it. Mm. And it will make the other person upset most likely. But that's their feelings, not yours. So you can just broken record that, and that's a way to just sort of get you out of engaging emotionally. So those are two ways you could, things you can try.
Yeah, I really like that tip. I just can't get this fenced yard out analogy out of my head. So it's, you're not going into someone else's yard and pulling weeds like, hey, change this, change that, when your yard is full of weeds, right? Like, just stick to your own yard. And I find myself, when I'm trying to get out of that overdoing mode that we talked about last week, even if I'm inside my house, I still have my binoculars checking my neighbor's yard. Like, hey, but what about this? Like, no, just worry about yourself. I love how you said, repeat it, talk from your angle, not you, but when this happens, I feel this way and I would like it to stop, and you don't have to stop, but this is what I'm going to do if it doesn't. It's great. Straight, direct, to the point. There's no guessing. There's no mean, angry feelings once you get good at practicing it. But that's just the best approach.
And it gives the person consequences as well. So when, you know, life is full of choices and consequences, if I do this, this will happen. It's just natural law, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you treat me this way, I will not be your friend anymore. But you have to be okay with that. The hardest part is you being okay with losing someone who may not even care that you have boundaries. They might say, fine, then we're not friends, and they'll walk away from your life. And that is very difficult, especially if you have abandonment issues going on. Again, that's for you to get help with, though, and or heal in some way, right? So, but it's probably best to know where you stop and somebody else begins. And that means I just can't put up with being treated this way anymore. It's just too painful for me. I can't do it, and I have to leave. And it's difficult, but it feels freeing when you do that.
Yeah, I think thinking of boundaries that I've had to put up with my difficult people, like, you do feel that guilt. Oh, I shouldn't have to do that. It shouldn't matter. I should be okay. Like, all the shoulds, all the shame. They don't mean it. I'll just suck it up and deal. This is my problem, not theirs. It's fruitless. Like, if there's something that you don't want in your life, it's okay to take a step back. And this is kind of the beginner boundary work that I do with my clients. Like, if they have a difficult mom, and I don't just mean annoying, I mean destructive or manipulative, abusive, we work very slowly but deliberately on taking a step back. I had a client who's like, well, my mom calls and I'm trapped on the phone and I don't know how to get off, and she's so negative and she won't take any of my excuses when I really do have to leave. You don't have to answer the phone just because it's ringing. That could be a new boundary. I will not answer the phone and talk live. I'll listen to voicemails. I'll respond by text, or I'll call once a month. Whatever your limitations are, there's nothing wrong with that. That person is a grown-up and they are in charge of their feelings and you're in charge of yours.
Right. Absolutely. I think that's great advice. That that can be one of those little switches, like that can be like the big switch for you. Sometimes you might be in a relationship for years and years and years, or several, where just all of a sudden one day something takes over and you're just like, I'm done. I can't do this one more day. I'm going to leave. That can happen too. But you don't necessarily want to get to that point. You'd have a better relationship with the person if you learned how to communicate and have these boundaries earlier on. But for some people, you just can't. But each relationship will probably progressively be worse for you, emotionally or physically, sexually sometimes, until you, maybe even financially or spiritually, until you decide, I have to leave. Because if you're in a relationship that's very, very toxic and you've had this pattern going on for years and years, sometimes implementing these new boundaries in that relationship won't work. I just want to put that out there, that it may not work.
Absolutely. I was going to add, the longer that you've had a relationship with someone, the harder it's going to be. There are definitely certain people who will see your boundary as a challenge and they will do everything they can to just push, 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 because they know eventually you'll give in because you've been giving in all this time. So I appreciate your point that just sometimes you're just going to have to take a step back. And my therapist was like, the only way to fight crazy is to step away from it. And so sometimes you have to, even if it's just for a short time, it doesn't have to be forever. That is always an option as well.
Right. And so some people are, you know, toxic, narcissistic, psychopathic, sociopathic, and you may actually need to go completely no contact and never speak to them again, which is a whole other thing. But that is definitely something that probably you should do. I know it's not as easy if you have children with the person and things like that, but those are definitely, because the more you step back from that toxic person and have no contact, the more you start to trust yourself again and know, see the things you couldn't see. So again, that's for another topic, but that's a big boundary.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing that up, because if you can just lay out all your options, don't tell yourself, oh no, I could never not speak to that person. Just kind of get curious. What would it be like if that person was never in my life again? There's nothing that's off limits. And it doesn't mean that you just start cutting all these people out of your life and you don't look back. But don't tell yourself it's not an option, because it always is. And you'll find with certain people, no, actually, I do want them in my life. I just want to tweak a little bit of this or a little bit of that. And it could most likely work with the majority of your relationships. But never tell yourself never, because then you're in a trapped state, you're stuck, and then that resentment just grows.
Yeah, because if you can set the boundary with the person and it does change the relationship, maybe it'll be wonderful and even better and you'll grow together. So this isn't like set a boundary, leave their life. If it's very dangerous for you, it's probably best for you to leave their life, because it's not going to get better. Another thing is, you don't really want to tell the person you're going to set a boundary. You don't need to tell them. Because if you tell someone, again, if they're a more toxic person or they're manipulative or something, they will find a way to better you. Maybe they'll set the boundary first and it'll be hard and discarding, or they'll play some mind games. So you just don't need to tell somebody. This is between you and yourself or your friends or whoever you want to tell. But you don't need to tell the person. Just know that you're going to start changing the behavior, changing the relationship, the way it's functioning. And if it works for you guys, it does. And if it doesn't, you'll know what to do next.
So I have a clarifying question, because previously we were talking about telling the person, hey, if you're going to keep yelling at me, like, then I'm going to do this X and Y. So if you don't mind clarifying what you're specifically referring to when you don't tell them, you don't outline the boundary, you just do it.
So basically what I mean is, you don't say, you know what, you don't call them and go, guess what? I don't like the way you're treating me. So now I'm going to have boundaries so that you can stop treating me that way. Okay. You know, don't do something like that.
Okay.
You know, versus you can have an assertive conversation where you're saying, just laying out like, okay, if you talk to me this way, I will not do this anymore. That's different than just telling them kind of. When you're telling them in that way, I was saying, and that's not to make fun of people, I'd probably say it that way to myself. So that's more manipulative. That's more like, give me what I want. I need to be in control of you. This other way, you know, that's more like an aggressive way. Okay. This is like more of like a passive, or not, an assertive, like, here's the deal. Do you take my deal? You know, I'm going to give you, you know, an option here. You choose it or not. This is what's going to work for me. Will it work for you? Great. Then we have a good thing going. But if you're just kind of saying, well, you know what? I don't like how you treat me. And my therapist said I should have boundaries. So now I'm going to have boundaries. Well, it gives them a little heads up to do something different. It's just not, it's not really good for you. Just decide what you want and do it. And if that involves speaking up for yourself, then do it. If it involves walking away, then do it. But you don't need to like broadcast it. You're basically not threatening them with anything. You're just deciding this is what you need, and putting your needs first in a calm way versus this loud, you know, sort of hitting them over the head with it.
I think what clears it up a little for me is like some of the easier things to address that are obviously wrong, like someone yelling at you, someone hitting you, someone sexually abusing you. Like those are hard no's. And if I understand you correctly, you're like, if you've addressed it and it doesn't change, then you're out. You don't have to tell them. You just kind of slowly retreat, or you run as fast as you can, and you don't need to tell the world about it. You don't even need to talk to them about it. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah, right. I guess that's a good way of putting it. If they're not very reasonable and they're really on the more abusive side of things, they're not going to listen to reason. So you've tried probably a million times. Maybe it's gotten worse for you. So yeah, at that point, it's like, don't talk about it. Just gray rock, become like a gray rock, really boring, step out of the way and find a different plan, come up with a plan and execute it to get out of the situation before you get killed or hurt more. But if you're dealing with just reasonable people who can probably handle it, you can have the discussion. So you just have to gauge your relationship with the person and where you're at. But the most important part is to know who you are at your core, you know, your worthiness, basically, know your truth, know your values, and make a decision. And the hardest part, I think, is making the decision. It's not that you don't know who you are. It's not that you don't know your values, at least to some degree, right? You may have lost yourself some in a relationship. I understand that. But for the most part, you know who you are. You know your goodness. You know your worth. And you know what you expect from relationships. The hardest part is doing it. The hardest part is doing it without feeling guilty and feeling afraid of being abandoned. That is the absolute hardest part of the whole thing. Once you're okay with losing someone that you love because you said no and decided to change the way you're allowing people to treat you, and you see them leave your life, that will make you maybe want to retreat and pull them back and say, never mind, never mind. Then that might happen a lot at first. But if you keep practicing it, you'll get stronger and it will become easier. And you will know, you'll just love yourself so much more. This is such self-love. This is the total definition of self-respect and self-love, because you're allowed to be treated well. You're allowed to be loved for who you are, not what you're doing for someone. You don't need to earn it. So this is a good way of putting this self-love into action.
I love that point. And just to further what you're saying, in my mind, and I'm sure for some of our listeners, like for me, before I cut someone out, I do want to try and give them chances to change. And I know that I'm the one changing. And if they don't want to change, that's fine. That's them. But you don't want to just start cutting people out. Like you said earlier, like overnight, you're like, nope, one time's too many. I'm out. We would feel better in our psyche, like to give them a chance. And if it's not going anywhere, then you know. I love this conversation, and we want to give our listeners a little bit of a takeaway, something that's bite-sized. If you're new to boundaries, we want to make it something that you can try today that's not going to upset anyone, not even yourself. So mine involves self-care. And my clients, the ones that I work with most often, they're coming from a place of just, they don't really know who they are, what they want. They're giving, overdoing. They're not really taking care of themselves. And so I start very simply with them, and I extend the challenge to pick a boundary involving self-care. So if it's a new mom who's having a really hard time getting in the shower, this is her new boundary. I will shower every day. I will ask my partner to take the baby. I will ask a neighbor, someone who's trusted, right? Or I'll jump in the second they're asleep. And if they cry, they cry. Babies don't die from crying, but they stick that boundary. They stick to it hard. I will shower every day. That shows themselves, hey, I'm worth this. For me, my boundary is I work out 5 or 6 days a week. It's what I need for my mental health. Nothing gets in that way. That is something I've set. My husband knows, my kids know. It's not 3 hours a day. It's not even an hour, but it's something that I do for myself. It keeps my body strong and my mind stronger. I also encourage people, if they don't play enough or they don't get enough downtime, to try and set aside even 20 minutes a day where you're doing nothing that's productive and you're just giving yourself that mental break. It doesn't have to be any of those things either. It's just some way to take care of yourself, to show yourself that you matter and that you're going to stick with it, that you can trust yourself. I think self-trust is a big part of self-love.
Absolutely. I love that. I think that's great. I remember being a new mom and feeling like so guilty about exercise and taking time for myself. And I didn't need to, but I did. I felt, you know, like, oh, I have to like leave him with the baby and, you know, it's his father. He knows how to take, he'll figure it out. You know, they need that time, but I felt so guilty about that. So this is great. I think that's a big one for new moms. I really do. So I'm glad you used that example. What I would like to add is, if you could, whoever's listening would like to try this, become aware of your values. Like I mentioned earlier, ask yourself, who am I? Okay. And that will include things like, I'm a person who, is loyal. I'm a person who's compassionate. I'm caring. I'm worthy. You know, you can just do a long list, because there's a lot of things I know you can write about yourself that are amazing. And, you know, once you're really solid in knowing that, would you really want, ask yourself, would I really want someone to come in and kind of ruin this cool system I have going on here, like by being, treating me any less than what, who I am? Who I am is this amazing, brilliant being, right? And once you know that, then having somebody else come in and try to tell you that you're not that and knock you off your pedestal, it'll feel bad. It'll feel like, why would you take me down like that? I'm actually okay with myself. I'm pretty solid. And I like to have respect because I respect myself, and I want to have love because I love myself, and on. So just be really aware of what your values are and who you are. That really helps with making that decision on who you're going to let cross those boundaries and possibly hurt you. So that's my little action step takeaway there.
I love it, Kristen. Thank you. I think this has been a great conversation on beginner boundaries. We will definitely be addressing boundaries down the line. We have lots to say, and trying self-love is just, it's really a gift that you give to yourself and to those that you love. The more you love yourself, the more you can love others. So thanks for tuning in today. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
If you like what you've been learning about self-love, come join us in our free Facebook group, Try Self-Love. We'd also appreciate if you'd leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That way your friends and family and others who need us can find us.
We're so glad you're here. See you next week.